KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw.
KCHYVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is
WAQJE Saginaw.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
This is WA8QJE Saginaw.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw.
YVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike, and my call sign is KD8MMH, that's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Mike Hotel, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz. With a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directive net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Okay, I've got you, Rick. You're in and out this evening.
Unless I get the opportunity to jump back in later.
Okay, very good. We'll check with you in a little bit then, see if you're able to join us, but I've got you down for now. Any other mobile, short time, or in and out, please call now. Okay, at this time I will take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. I am up in Manistee.
Echolink. Are there any other Echolink stations? Okay, nothing heard. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
This is... Hello, Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rod Bay City, no traffic, over.
This is... WADW, speaking of township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilowatt, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Frankfurt Township, no traffic.
This is N8DUI, Tom, Daniel Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township, with no traffic.
This is KDA-PAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
This is KE8QCO, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, no traffic. Jim, Saginaw, Michigan.
Okay, got a good start to the list here. Let me run down what I have already, see if we've got any corrections or additions. First off, I've got Rick, KC8VOA, as in and out with possible in a little bit later. On Echolink, I've got Dave. KE8PCQ. Our regular check-ins, I've got Rob, KC8SDL, Dave, W8DW, Bob, N8KPR, Tom, N8EUI, Ron, KC8YVF, Minnie, KD8PAZ, Fred, KE8QCO, and Jim, and if you could give me your call again, Jim, I've got the last part, URV. What's the prefix of your call, Jim?
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria.
Okay, thanks. I've got it. That time I had it as KD8 instead of KE8. So, got that corrected. Is there anyone else wishing to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call now. Okay, with that, we'll get our net started here. Welcome, everyone. This evening's edition of the Savara Monday Night Net. One announcement to make, a couple announcements actually. This coming Friday, August 2nd, will be our monthly August club meeting and ice cream social. Will be held in person at 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport. Everyone is welcome. Bring yourself, bring a friend, bring a spouse, bring an acquaintance, a fellow ham. Anybody you want, so feel free to join us for that. This coming Saturday, the 3rd, will be our club breakfast, and seeing as O'Sullivan's does not do breakfast anymore in the summer months, we're moving it to Levi's on Brockway there in front of Walmart on State, and that will be at 8:30 club breakfast at Levi's. As far as the meeting goes, I will send a reminder email out probably tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. We'll be talking a little bit more about Meshtastic at the club meeting and networking and how the Meshtastic works. Also, Ron, when I get down to you, I've got a couple questions. If we could possibly do a quick build of a Meshtastic unit, the Helltech Laura version 3. I've got all my parts now, just got the 3D printed cases in the mail today, so I've got let me buy a second here. I've got the Haltech circuit boards. I've got the 2,000 milliamp hour batteries and the 3D printed cases. So I've got all the pieces, parts to put it together. I thought it'd be a good thing at the club meeting to show how easy it would be to put them together. So if you're good with that, Ron, and possibly some assistance, I actually have two of them, so we could show how to put those together. With that, we'll go ahead and get started. First up on our list, we'll go to our Echolink station, Dave, KE8PCQ up in Manistee. Go right ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Well, we're up here in alleged God's country, and we're doing some camping, and north of us today they had between 1 and 3 inches of rain, with another 1 to 3 predicted this evening. It was looking pretty ugly over Beulah as we came back down 22 to do a little roundabout. Janie's parents, that's what's their home was Beulah, so we go up and visit it every year. We came back to Manistee, and lo and behold, we had a little bit of rain here, but nothing like north. So it's just a watch and wait tonight. They're talking flood warnings everywhere up there. Hope they're okay. With that said, I'm going to be one and done tonight, so everyone have a great week. And 7-3, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us. While you're up camping there by way of Echolink, we appreciate that. Stay safe, stay dry. I know looking at the radar this afternoon, there has been quite a bit of spotty showers throughout the entire state. It's kind of missed the Tri-City area here a little bit, so we could use some rain. It seems quite dry. But anyway, thanks for joining us, and have a great week ahead, 7-3. All right, next on our list, we'll start off with Rob, KC8SDL, and stand by Dave, WADW. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Hey, to you too, yourself, sir, Mr. Mike. KC8MMA to the group, Kilo. Charlie 8, sir, Dunfila. Yeah, very good. If it's me, I'm not sure, but I'm the receiver today on the ICOM. I must be getting a lot of intermod, a lot of AC hum. It comes and goes. I hope it's nothing, anything else, but it comes and goes on the repeater. I'm not sure if you're hearing it or not. It might be me. I talked to KFA about it, and he said it might just be intermod, but I thought I'd tell you that. Other than that, Mike, I'm doing really good. Matter of fact, I went to the West Branch Pioneer Power Engine Show last weekend at West Branch, and one thing, it didn't rain, but it was chilly up there. Far cry from them 7-degree nights, they were sweating yourselves off there. I got to actually was in my tent. I actually had to have a blanket. Hi. Had a good time at the show. Ran my engines. They ran really good. And I got a magneto for my one engine there, but I got the mag came with the wrong trip mechanism. Fortunately, I got one coming for the right one because the Carroll show is coming up quick. Matter of fact, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of August, I'm going to be in Carroll running my engines at the Tuscola County engine tractor show at the fairgrounds there in Carroll in August. Looking forward to that. Other than that, things are working good on radio-wise. The camera's doing a great job. No problem with that. Had a little battle wound here back the day of before field day, but everything's working good here, Mike. And the Swan 500's doing a good job, and he's doing good. I got a buddy, break a second. He got a Swan 700 radio, and he wants to try it out here at the house. So I have a Swan 700 on the air when he brings it over. I got a Swan 750 or Swan 700, and looking forward to that. So he had it gone through, and he wants to put some fire in the wire, so I'm going to check that out for him. So, okay, Mike, that's all I got to report. Yeah, like I said, I had a nice day, but she was hot. A little bit of rain we had just made it hotter, so. I'm going to be one and done. I got things to do here. I got to help the wife, so. I'll say 73s, and everybody on that, have a good evening, and God bless everyone. Mike, you take care. Doing a great job. KD8, MMH, KCSL. Take care, Mike.
All right, well, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. No, radio sounds fine on this end, no problems. Have a good time there in Carroll. Good job on the West Branch power show up there. I was up at one of those quite a few years ago, and it is a nice show up there. So anyway, yep, thanks. Thanks once again for joining us this evening. 7-3. You take care. Have a great week ahead. This is KD8MMAs for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the K8DAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, busy time of year. I got a lot of stuff going on. We spent most of the day on Saturday up at Aug Ray. Had to uncover the boat and do some cleaning up and take some pictures. I got someone that's interested in buying it, so we had to get it ready and spent, like I say, most of the day. We left there about 10 in the morning and got home about 7, a little after 7, so a long, long day. Glad that it was Saturday and not Sunday. It was warm up there, but not like it was on Sunday. On Sunday, we spent most of the day unloading stuff from the car that we had put in on Friday to take up, and then we had stuff to bring back from the boat also. So we spent a long, hard weekend, and I'm just glad it wasn't as hot as what it was today. We did golf this morning, though. And it got done before it got real, real hot, but it was still warm. We're looking for a few more days of this. I do have to make one more trip up to Aug Ray, probably later this week or first part of next week. I've got someone looking that's going to look at the boat, not this weekend after, so we'll want to get everything ready. Anyway, that's all I got this time. We'll turn it back to you there by KD8MMH, W8DW.
Good day. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, glad you were able to get out and golf before it turned really hot. And you know, looking at the weather, watching the weather on TV there, they said this week is going to be a bad week for the mugginess, the humidity. I know I looked at my phone earlier today and the weather and the dew point was like 69, which anytime you get up above 50, it's really noticeable and muggy. So yeah, when you get the high 80s with 69 dew point, you're going to notice it outside. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and standby Tom. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, it was a muggy one out today. We had a family reunion, and we kind of hosted it. Me and the wife kind of hosted it for her family. Family reunion at Bay City State Park. Reserved one of the pavilions, and turned out pretty good. And I had a little breeze off the lake, so, you know, it was warm out, but it wasn't as muggy as it was Sunday or Monday today. So that was good, that we had that on Saturday. And Sunday, yesterday, I put up a base station GMRS antenna. I should have checked the SWR before I put it up, but I didn't. So I spent 3 hours putting it up, getting it where I wanted it, how mounted how I wanted it, and I come down to the shack and check the SWR on it, and it ain't even close. I'm thinking, so I have the antenna analyzer, and I'm going through it, and I can't remember the exact frequencies that it was good at, but it was like 220 or something. But, and I was kind of suspicious when I opened up, when I got the package, and it come in a clear plastic bag with no paperwork, zero paperwork. And I'm thinking, okay, apparently they assume everybody knows how to put these together, which, you know, wasn't hard. But I was just kind of suspicious about that. So then, anyway, this is, well, maybe I got a bad coax, although the other antenna was working just fine. Then
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
I took it down, spent, you know, an hour and a half taking it down, and I put it up and then another unit with another coax. And the same results. It was just horrible. You couldn't use it on GMRS frequencies. Let me buy a second. So, anyways, I sent it back today and ordered a different one, different manufacturer. And we'll see how that goes. That should be here on Thursday or so. But, yeah, I sent that back to Amazon. I don't know. I've never had a... It's supposed to have a, you know, less than a 1.5 to 1 across the GMRS band, but no, wasn't even close. Wasn't even the same frequency range. So, yeah, I don't know what happened there. But anyways, yeah, it was warm out, and I was sweating bullets pretty much all day long because I was outside all day long. But I'll turn it back to that. Back to you, Mike. This is NAKAPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Sorry to hear about the antenna issues there. That's always a pain after you do all the work getting it up and cabled and everything, and then come to find out it's not working for you and having to ship it back. Not good. But, hopefully you'll get it figured out and get one back that actually has some good SWR and will work good for you. Next up on our list, we'll go to Tom, NADUI. And stand by, Ron. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening, everyone. This is NAUI. Good evening, Mike and everybody. Everyone's doing well. It's been very, very muggy today and yesterday. I guess it's the rest of the week. Down, they found some liquid, and my kids are outside doing the yard work. That's what I was doing Saturday, and a little bit yesterday. Did the lawn, I think, on Friday, before I got some money. And so, we fertilized the yard this morning, so hopefully we'll get some rain tonight, too, I think, tomorrow, I believe. And my yard's pretty green as it is. Time of year, lack of rain, I guess my yard starts to get a little less green. Not brown, less green. But super green despite the fact that it's rain. It's pretty green. But it's fertilizing down today, and fertilizer and green the rest of the summer. I've been busy with on the air. I've been on it a couple times, busy with yard work and that sort of. But I've been busy with projects. Last year I bought our club, a little jet stream Z70M, a 440 mobile unit, and I got that in an ammo box, 45 caliber ammo box, and with all the battery, lithium battery, and all the switches in it. So that's all done. And then I purchased from the club, the ICON-I29A, a 6-meter, 25-watt unit. It's a little bigger than Jetstream, but I'm going to put that into a cable box, too, and kind of similar setup as the Jetstream. So I have two units for portable use, I think, and it's really good thing. And that's what I've been doing. Just like some projects down the basement, and I got the all the parts necessary for the next tactic. Moved them online. I got one for me and one for my wife. She's not really interested in it. And also, it's like the idea of being able to text messages just in case the internet goes down during power outage or a catastrophic incident. You know. Like the idea being able to communication. So I got a unit for her and me and some other women, pretty nice meeting, and put together Rick BOA, who was kind enough to build me a couple of 3D printed storages for both units, so stuff that over Friday. And I'll bring everything in. You brought it over last Friday. I'm going to bring it over this Friday. And Saturday we'll together and get on the work. So looking forward to that. Well, I'm going to talk to back to you, Mike, and to you and everybody else. And I'm listening here, and I'll get you all the things you're on. So I'll be able to do it.
All right, very good, Tom. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. If you want to bring yours Friday night, too, we can have a mesh-tastic assembly night, it sounds like. So in case we run into problems, we can kind of help each other out and make it go a little bit smoother, hopefully. As far as, I mowed my lawn Saturday also, and it is starting to dry up a little bit, brown up a little bit. Last week, right Thursday, I think I put on some of that Weed Be Gone that you just put on the end of the hose. I've used that before, and it seems to work really good. Dandelions and crabgrass and clover, stuff like that, it works pretty good. This last batch, I don't know if they're a different formula or something they're using, it doesn't seem like it touched it near as well as it has in the past, so I'll have to check on that. But, yep, normal with the yard work and everything else. As far as radios go, back at the Midland Swap, I bought a little Yaesu FT-1500. It's a real small, tiny, but it's a full 50-watt mobile. And I was trying to program the local repeaters and things into that, and it turned into be a pain with the buttons and everything and the menus going through that. I put the Saginaw one in and tried it and couldn't bring up the Saginaw repeater. So I broke down and ended up getting the RT Systems programming software and plug that into it, and within 15 minutes I had all the repeaters programmed in there, and it works flawlessly. So can't say enough good things about that, the RT system software. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and let me know your thoughts there on the Mesh-tastic assembly at the club meeting and ice cream social, Ron. And Minnie, KD8PAZ, you'll be up after Ron. Go right ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, that sounds fine. No problem. It won't take that long. Like I said, it took me all of about 10 minutes to put mine together, and then you got to, once you get the Mesh-tastic software, if you want to download that app to your phone, tablet, whatever, have that at least downloaded, and then it's just hooking it up through Bluetooth and programming it, which is real easy to do. It's not difficult at all. So, yeah, I have another Hel-Tec V3 board I'm looking to put together to go in the car. I'm going to just leave one in the car, run it off USB, and then with no battery in it then. And then I've got another kit. I've kind of little at a time buy some parts to build a solar kit for a repeater. So I'll start to put that together at some point. So for the last week ago yesterday at least, I was down to down south part of the state, and I stopped into Micro Center and picked up a 3D printer. So this week I've been printing various things to enhance the printer, to learn how to print things and that, and so far this one is pretty much like a toaster, which is what I was looking for. I didn't want to have to do a big learning curve and have to set things up and level things and do all of this stuff. And my hardest part was to get the software, well, get the printer on my Wi-Fi. For some reason, my 2.4 gig Wi-Fi is pretty full. I've got a lot of things on it. I had to split off some things and put it on the 5G side, so my phones, my tablets, and things that I could, I put over onto the 5G side to fill up, to alleviate some crowding on the 2.4 gig side of the router. So I did get it connected, and then finally got the software connected, the app on the phone. That kept disconnecting. I finally got that working, and then to get the software on the computer downloaded and get that connected to the printer. So Now I have my tablet, my phone, and the computer in the basement connected. I can sit at work, pick something off that I want to print, and send it to the printer over the web. And whatever I do, it sees on all three things, so it's going through the cloud as far as to be able to sync all of my devices together. So I'm on the right now, pretty much the last big print. This is the biggest print. This will take about 6 hours. The last thing that I'm doing, I'm printing a case for all the parts that came with it. When they send the printer, there's Allen wrenches and some spare parts and things like that. Well, they're just sitting in a cardboard box. So, of course, somebody put together a tray to put those in. And you can print a box to put that tray in, but I figured I looked at the sizes in the Harbor Freight Apache. The small case for the Apache will fit it perfectly. So instead of me spending another 6-7 hours to print the case and the filament, I'll just go spend the $12 and put it in the Apache case and have a nice case with all the spare parts in it. So that's kind of the plan. That's what I've been doing. Next round, I'll go over what's coming up this week for a second time. So, yeah, fine on the club meeting to put the Helitex together. That so anybody that's got one, Tom or and you, I know you picked those up. We can go over those. Those are quite simple. KCYVF back to net.
Okay, very good, Ron. Couple questions for you. First one, I have been watching a couple YouTube videos on the putting the Helitex together too. They're always hooking into the laptop and downloading software and stuff into it. I am assuming from what you're saying and from what I've seen, we do not have to do that. If we've got the app on the phone, we can just Bluetooth it to the phone and we don't need to actually plug the Helitex into a laptop to download any software into it. So that's the first question. And the second question is if you'll be around at the end of the net for the net report.
I will answer the second question first, and that's a yes. And the first question, yes, when you first set it up, you will need to connect it to a laptop, a desktop, or something in order to download the most current firmware. Because when you get those from the Helitex, they do not have Meshtastic software or the firmware on them. So you will need to bring a notebook or laptop, and it's just off a web page, so there's no software you have to download on that, but you will have to flash the device once you put it together to get it to work. You do have to flash the device to put the Meshtastic firmware actually on that Helitex device, because that Helitex device can be used for multiple different things, for farming, for weather stations, for all sorts of stuff. So you have to put the Meshtastic firmware on that device, which will take a computer to do. Once you have it built, that's the next step, and then once that's done, then it'll load up on the app. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thanks for clearing that up. Like I said, from watching the YouTube videos, everybody was, after they got it hooked together, and they always say, too, do not put battery power to it until you have the antenna, the little antenna, the micro antenna cable and an antenna hooked up to it, or you can destroy it that way too. But yeah, they always show it connecting to a laptop or a computer to flash it. I was wondering that. So thanks on clarifying that. This is KDA-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KDAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Mini, KDA-PAZ. And stand by Fred and Minnie. Sorry to hear about your sister passing away. My condolences for that. She'll definitely be in my thoughts and prayers. And also, I understand you have a birthday coming up real soon. So happy birthday to you also. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8BAZ, and thank you for the condolences. And yes, tomorrow is my birthday, so the daughter, Jennifer, and the grandkids all come down Saturday night, brought cake and ice cream for me. So the son-in-law didn't come. They're between him and his two daughters, they're having a little issue there, so he stayed home. But other than that, everything else is going okay. As far as the rain, we probably will get some because my friend come and mowed my lawn today, and every time he mows the lawn, it usually rains on that day or the next. So we can look for a little bit of rain anyway. Other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8DAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Looking at the weather pretty much every day this week, they said there's a possibility of scattered showers. And like I said, it has been dry here for the last almost week, so we could probably use a little bit around here also. Before I go to Fred, I'll take a standby here and see if there is anyone else that'd like to get on and join us for our Monday Night Net. If anyone else would like to join us for our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing here. So with that, we will continue on down our list. Next up, we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Jim. Fred, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. So week after last, took our trip to Niagara Falls camping. So that was a nice trip. We had some rain the first two or three days, and the rest of it stayed pretty dry. So nice trip. If anybody's not been there, it's definitely something to see maybe at least once. Is with the exchange rate now, you get a little bit of a break, but everything is still real expensive over there. So with that, I'll say back to Net. This is KE8QCO.
All right, well, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good job on the trip to Niagara Falls. I've been there a number of times, but always for family trips when I was younger. It's been probably a good 25, 30 years or so since I was there. I'm sure it has gotten quite a bit more commercialized and built up since I was there. But it always was an enjoyable trip to go watch the falls there. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. Next up on our list, we'll go to Jim, KE8, URV, and that will bring us to the bottom of our list. Jim, good evening, sir. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Mike. I'm getting ready to put up my 2-meter base antenna. I got one of those harvest antennas, getting ready to put it up, and I've been to take this antenna down. This is my car antenna. I got it on a magnet mount stuck on top of the roof there. So that's what's going to be going on over here. So we cut the lawn, and then I found out that the muffler on the tractor was all rotted out, and I was wondering why it was so loud. I had to replace that, but, you know, a little bit of maintenance around the house because we've been on vacation there for a little while. Come back to the house, and now I find all these little jobs that's got to be done. Thinking about going on vacation again. All right. You guys have a good one in that. This is KE8URV, and I'll be standing by and back control.
All right, very good, Jim. Appreciate you joining us this evening. The little jobs around the house never seem to end. You can take all the trips you want, and you're always going to come back to something to do, unfortunately. That brings us to the bottom of our list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so with that, I'll do a call out for Rick, KC8VOA, because he said he might be able to get on the net a little bit later. I know at first he called and he was in and out, but Rick, KC8VOA, are you there? Did you want to make any comments?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Nothing heard from Rick, so and Dave was one and done, and Rob was one and done, so that brings us down to Dave, WADW. Go right ahead, Dave, and stand by Bob.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot either, so I'll just say 73. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Everyone have a good week, and we're going to try and make the meeting on Friday. We'll see how that works out here. 73 is all. Catch everyone down the log. KC8MMH, W8D, or KD8MMH, W8DW.
All right, very good, Dave. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and yeah, I hope to see you Friday night. And if you go out golfing this week, try and stay cool and stay hydrated because it's going to be a hot, muggy one out there. All right, that brings us next on our list down to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Tom. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Thanks again, Mike. Yeah, I ran across a problem with a rather expensive antenna analyzer. It's a Comet CAA500 Mark II. For some odd reason, I don't use it that much and I don't leave the batteries in it, but anyways, it has a digital display plus the needles. You know, and the analog display likes to just go white, and it's basically useless if it does that because I can't tell what frequency I'm on. So, yeah, I'm kind of really disappointed. The only way I figured out I can get it back is, and I don't leave the batteries in it, so I take the batteries out if I'm not using it, and when it does that, the only thing I figured out to do is take the batteries out, leave it for an hour or two, and put the batteries back in, and it seems to come back to life. But it's really disappointing I spend that much money on something like that, and it's doing that. And I've only had it for 83 years. And like I said, how often do you actually use them? You know, so pretty disappointed on that. And another thing I'm disappointed in is for some reason, I've had a garden. I've had a garden for like 45 years. Every year I have a garden. And this year, for some odd reason, my favorite cherry tomatoes that I grow, they're called Sun Sugar. They're the sweetest tomatoes I've ever tasted. Apparently, the birds discovered them, and they like them too. And of course, they don't pick them until they're just perfect, you know, perfectly ripe. And they'll eat like a quarter to half the tomato. And so I go out there and pick them. I'm like, I got nothing. The birds ate them all. Never had that problem in my life. So I guess I got to buy some kind of netting or something. I already had to buy chicken wire to keep the rabbits out of everything. And then, yeah, it's one thing after another. I think I'm getting at that age where it's like, okay, that's enough. I have enough. I'll just go buy it at the produce market. But with that said, I think it's a 73 round. So 73s, everybody. Have a great week. Stay cool. And we'll talk to you again soon. Back to net. Thanks for doing that, Mike. Back to net control, NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sorry to hear about the garden. Yeah, you're going to have to get some kind of netting or something to keep the birds out of it. If they've developed a taste for your tomatoes, that's probably the only way you're going to keep them safe from the birds is throw something over there. And sorry to hear about the Comet antenna analyzer. I've got a couple of them. And yeah, like you say, you don't use them that much. I've got one of the older MFJ ones, which is basically just it does have an LCD display too, along with a couple meters on it. But you definitely have to watch the batteries, keep the batteries out of it. I know the it seems like the older Duracell batteries was what I always used to use and didn't have too many problems with them, and then lately I started noticing with the Duracells they are leaking quite a bit more. And the only difference I noticed, the old Duracells were made in USA, and I see on the new Duracells made in China. So obviously they've changed some formula or something, made them cheaper, and they are tending to leak quite a bit more. But so yeah, I've got the MFJ, and I've also got one of the newer Rig Expert ones too. And that's got a built-in lithium, I believe that's got a built-in lithium rechargeable battery in that one. So, all right, 73 Bob, thanks for joining us, and you have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we will go to Tom, N-A-D-U-I, and stand by Ron. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. N-A-D-U-I. Not much else. Ron, is he still on there? I got your email. National Night Out is Tuesday, August 6th. Well, it's a calendar. See if there's anything going on that night. I usually help out National Night Out. It's a good time. Well, it's a calendar. See if it's busy that night. See what else. My granddaughter has a birthday tomorrow. Her parents are up north camping. They just come back on Wednesday. They get a birthday tomorrow. She's 15 years old. So they get a birthday party this Saturday. So we'll give her a gift there and cake ice cream on Saturday. So I don't know. I think it's in the afternoon. So I'll try to see if I can take it to the club breakfast or you guys. Don't go from the house here. So. And well, I guess think of everybody stay warm or stay cool. Stay lots of liquids and take care of yourselves. Outside working, safe. So, it's a 3W1, and everybody nice at somebody with some ice cream. So, for them, thank you, I say good night. Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, well, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 73U also, and yeah, looking forward to seeing you Friday night there also at the club meeting and ice cream social. Next up, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Minnie. And Ron, yeah, I got your email also about the National Night Out. This afternoon, I printed a sign-in sheet for our club meeting, and I also printed off a sign-up sheet for you for the National Night Out. I'll bring that to the club meeting so people can sign up at the club meeting to help you out with that also. But, yeah, you can mark me down as helping out on that one also. Go right ahead, Ron, and stand by Minnie.
Okay, Mike, yeah, that sounds good. I just got that, and I got confirmation from County. They said, yeah, we'll take the trailer out there. But they said, did you contact the township? He said, I thought they were contacting you. And I said, no, they didn't. So he said, well, I'll send them an email, get in touch with them, make sure that they got room for you. So as far as I know, we should be all set. But I just contacted Mark today because Chris at township, and I could have sent him an email too and verified that. But he did send other information out, wanted to know if we could help with other things through a volunteer group. And I wrote back and said, no, I was going to write back and say our emergency service group is going to be there, so I can't help you out. So anyhow, one other thing, back on the 15th of July, we were supposed to have new windows put in the house, and the guys came to install them, and they said, well, let's take measurements to make sure what's on our sheet is what we've got. And they measured the first window and said, okay, and they went and measured the second window, and, okay. Well, they went through the whole house and found out all of the windows were measured too big for the openings, so they had to go back and reorder and all of the windows over again, all 14 windows. So they called on Monday and said, hey, your windows are ready. Can we come put them in today? Well, I'm at work. My wife's babysitting the grandkids, so the answer was no, because the house had been put back together, because that was 3 weeks ago. So they're coming next Monday, so I'll have to take Monday off from work, take the weekend here, and, again, prep the house with getting all the furniture away from the windows and all the window treatments and blinds and things off the windows so that they can get in and do what they got to do. So this will be try number two, so. And we have the same work crew that came back and the second guys had measured. So if they measured wrong this time, that's their own fault. So we're going to try it again. Other than that, weekend had a few things that we did off and on during the weekend. I'm still working on the floors. I got a little bit more done. I had to fill the floors. I got the hallway done and part of the living room. fill cracks and holes and things like that. So I got about two-thirds of the living room yet to do. So Sunday I'm going to try and do that in between other things and could try and continue on so we can get this project done. But that's about it, I guess. If there's any other questions, let me know, Mike, but I'll be around here at the end of the net, and we'll see you on Friday night. KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Well, hopefully they'll have a little bit better luck with your windows this time around and have them measured properly for you. So, looking forward to seeing you Friday night for our club meeting and ice cream social. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ, and I don't have too much more to say. I hope to make it there Friday night for the ice cream social. I don't know whether I'll be able to stay for the whole meeting or not, but we'll see what comes up. Anyway, and Levi's, I went on Sullivan's website, and according to them, on there, they are open on Saturdays. Every day from 8 to, I forget what time they closed, but they had it on there that they were open on Saturdays, but I'm not sure on that one. But other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm wondering if Sullivan's just did not update their website or something, too. That's a possibility. I think Ron had went to Levi's here within the last month or so and talked with someone there, and they definitely sounded like they are willing to have us, and they will definitely be open. So I think at least for this one, I've got an email all ready to go out to, and I put that in the email that it'll be Levi's. So we'll give Levi's a try for the August one, and then I guess then decide to go. Go from there and see if we want to go back to Sullivan's or what we want to do from there on. But once again, thanks for joining us, Minnie. 7-3, and looking forward to seeing you Friday evening. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Jim. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening again, and thanks for doing that tonight, Mike. Not too much more to add. Say 73s to everyone. Planning on making it out to the meeting on Friday as well. So with that, I'll be back tonight. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Thanks for joining us tonight. 73 to you also, and looking forward to seeing you also on Friday evening. All right, brings us down to Jim, KE8URV, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Jim, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, if anybody out there knows anybody that's getting into ham or just starting to get their license or whatever and that, I have a really nice spider antenna for commuter 440 in the garage. It works really, really well. And I have a UV5RE radio, and that I will donate if somebody, anybody knows anybody that's just getting into it and getting their license, I will donate that. So, but anyways, I'm going to let you get back to net control there. I just wanted to let you know that I have a few things here that the reason why I'm donating it is because somebody did that to me. And it's kind of like a tradition, pass it on, you know. And that's how I got my first commuter radio. And I'd like to keep this tradition going. So thanks. So you guys have a good one. And thanks for letting me join the net. And it's back to you, Mike, KE8URV. I'll be clear.
All right. Well, very good, Jim. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Fine business on the radio there. The possibility in September we're going to have our club auction on September 21st. It's a Saturday at noon. If you can make it for that, you could bring it to the club auction also. And if there's someone there that would be interested in it, hand it off then possibly, or decide what to do with it at the auction. But yes, thanks once again for that. And as myself, I don't know of anybody offhand that's getting into ham radio, but we'll definitely put the word out there in case we hear of anybody. We'll get them your information. So thanks for joining us, 7-3, and you have a great week ahead. Brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we close the net down here, is there anyone else that would like to join the net? If so, please call net control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Hey, nothing heard. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net?
KC8YVF, recheck.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
Just comment back to Jim. That's a great idea as far as, like you said, donating or something. That's what fellow ham did to me, the guy that basically got me started in ham radio and that. When I first got my license, he donated a power supply. He says, you're going to need this for your radios to get your radios going and that. And this is an old Heath company power supply from Benton Harbor. And he made some modifications to this. He's an electronics engineer. And made some modifications to this power supply. And this power supply has been on 24/7 since 2003. It hasn't blinked an inch on this. So it's been a great power supply. It's running the radio that I'm talking on now. It runs my backup 2-meter, which is also the packet radio. It's running an old Kenwood radio that he modified for APRS and my 440 radio. So all four radios are running off this power supply. And like I said, this old Kenwood TR7400 and that power supply have been on 24/7 since 2003. So pass it on like that and never know what it'll do for somebody. KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, yeah, thanks, Ron. Very good information there. Yeah, good idea. Pass it on and get somebody else interested and started in the hobby as well. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the net? Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 731 and all, and thank you all for joining us tonight. Ron, stand by for 1 second while I get the numbers together here for the report. Okay, KC8YVF, KG8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 145. 145. Routine. Hotel X-ray Golf. KD8MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, July 29th, 2024, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at amateur call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, break for text. Total check-ins, figures 11, 1-1. Total time, figure 57, 5-7 minutes, X-ray, and no more. How copy?
I copy the report, Mike. No problem. Thanks a lot for doing the event tonight. I'll bring my notebook anyhow on Friday, so I'll have that, and I'll bring a data cable USB-C or USB-A to USB-C, one that is a data cable that I know is. So I will bring that along, and like I said, it's a simple step to flash, once you get it put together, flash the Mistastic software onto the device, and then once that's done, it's on to the app just to utilize the app to get it programmed and what you want to do, which is, like I said, quite easy. So we'll take care of that and see you Friday. KC8YVF.
Okay, very good, Ron. Thank you much also. Yeah, I can watch those YouTube videos. That was something that I noticed a couple of people were saying, too, is the data cable, make sure it's a good data cable or else it won't communicate, it won't flash. So, I also have, I'll bring my laptop and some cables also. So between my couple Meshtastics and Tom's, we can get them all set up and working. So appreciate it, Ron. Thank you much, and we will see you Friday evening. KD8, MM8, clear.
KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.